Current events.
Cutting edge.
Faith.
It's awesome.
Encouragement on the go.
It's the SOS Radio Podcast.
We're talking to Joel from For King and Country on SOS Radio today. How are you?
I cannot complain. It's a jolly good day, is it not?
So did you get excited about the Olympics at all last week? I mean, being an Australian and an American.
I watched Shaun White. I just happened to be at home and I flipped it on. And interestingly enough, he was one of the folks that I wanted to see. I also saw some young lady who, I forgot what country she was, speaking of the half pipe, what country she represented, but I don't know how she qualified, but she basically just sort of did no tricks and just kind of ran her way down the half pipe just because she wanted to go to the Olympics. So it was it was inspiring and entertaining all at the same time, because it's inspiring because this young lady, like, I think she was 25, she said, I want to go to the Olympics. And here she is in her early 30s and she did it. And it was also entertaining because you listen to the commentators just try and take her seriously when everyone knows there's no way she's going to medal or even get close to it because she's not doing anything, you know?
Yeah, I saw that video. I guess she actually lives in California and she's American, but she somehow has ties to ethnicity in like Hungary or something. But she actually ran for governor against Arnold Schwarzenegger a few years back too. I'm like, this is a resourceful lady. She's like, I'm going to the Olympics.
You gotta hand it to her, man. That's tenacity. We need more of that in the world.
I feel like she looks like what you and I would look like if we just said, I'm gonna ski up to this half pipe, I can do this. And you get to the top and you go, yeah, maybe not, I'm just gonna go down nice and slow, I'm gonna snowplow my way through.
She skied halfway down. You know, the girls usually gain speed from the very top. She skied halfway down and stopped because it was going to be going too fast. No, but it's been, I love the Olympics because you catch, in music, it's repetition. You've always got another show. You've always got another shot. What is so profound and heartbreaking and beautiful about the Olympics is this is it. Like, this is that moment with Shaun White, for instance. He's the last guy. It's the last act. And he's got to try and do something that he's not done before. There's so incredible about the human spirit and how when you're backed into those corners, how you can see people just do incredible things. And the fact that we live in an age where you can transmit it all over the world and see these moments in real time, it's pretty great, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's wild too, because you think about your identity and you put in all this effort to get to the Olympics, and we want to call this amateur level, even though they're at the top of their game and the best in the world, but they're not getting paid like a LeBron James is getting paid. You know, they're not all getting the endorsements. There's a few of those that will, but most of them, they're doing this because they love it and they have this quest. And you go there and you get bronze or you get silver and you go, oh, I almost got gold. And I've heard so many of these Olympians say, I feel like I let my country down, or I feel like I let my world down because I didn't get gold. And I just think about the identity that we put into our work sometimes.
Oh, no. And you face that full on in music as well, and in film. It's funny that the Black Panther film released last week, and last night I was watching an interview with one of the girls who's one of the actresses in it, and she said, hey, I got swallowed up in it and I had to go away. And she actually found Jesus after. She said, I became a Christian and I've come back to it now. And now my identity is not wrapped up in it anymore. And I honestly think, Scott, that is for me and for us. I'm sitting in an arena right now, if you could see what I'm looking at. You're not designed for the kind of praise that the platform brings. And it has to be a deflection. You have to be pushing it somewhere else. It's too powerful for any person to harness. And I think we've seen that throughout history, even starting all the way back at the beginning of time when the master of music in heaven tried to harness it, and therefore our plight began, you know, and he got kind of thrown down to earth. So it's a powerful time we live in. It's powerful work that the Olympians are doing, and musicians, and we're all a part of, but it has to be handled with kid gloves, otherwise it can easily tear you down.
And we're talking to Joel from For King and Country. We're going to dig into how he specifically does that, and the team he has in place, just so pride doesn't creep in like we're talking about. It's all coming up next, and we'll continue that discussion on SOS.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio Podcast. If you enjoy the discussion and want to help the podcast grow, you can make a $10 donation through sosradio.net or inside the SOS Radio app. Thanks for your generosity. It helps us experiment with new things and keep the discussions fresh.
We have Joel from For Can't Country with us today at SOS Radio. And Joel, what have you learned about deflecting the praise the world throws at you? I mean, you're in a band. It's not about you, but your band has had a lot of success in the last couple of years, and pride wants to creep in. What have you learned?
I'm very fortunate because For Can't Country is bigger than any one person. You know, it's not my name on the header. It's not Luke's name. There's eight of us on stage. My dad's out here. He manages us. My mom's here. Our wives speak into things. There is a grounding. You know, Luke's three kids and are out with us this weekend on the road. And so there's a real grounding to family and just being a part of that synergy that only family can bring. There's also, you have to keep your eye on the ball. And one of the things we do every day is we get the whole crew and the band and all of our personnel, which is 20 or 30 of us at this point, together to have about 45 minutes worth of just, you know, connecting, reading a word, saying a prayer, getting back to the place of we're for each other. Why are we doing this? What are the things we're watching for? And our dad kind of leads that. And that's super important. I feel when we miss that moment together, perspective is such an easy thing to lose.
And that goes back to the whole heartbeat of everything you're doing with the road shows, to bring people that connect in a deeper relationship with Jesus and worship together and celebrate everything that he's doing this week.
Yeah, it's the road show specifically has been really special because Compassion International, the child sponsorship program, they bought Roadshow a few years ago, and we've partnered with them as a band since the beginning. And even before us, our sister Rebecca James was a big advocate for Compassion and child sponsorship, and they're doing great work around the world. But when they called us about this last year, we said, hey, we want to handle this more like the way we handle our partnership with you on tour. We don't want it just to be a contract and a legal, this is what we're doing, this is the time we're playing. We want to be a partnership. And so we've talked about everything with them. We called Zach Williams, Luke and I personally, and said, hey, come out on the road with us. Luke called Bethel and said, hey, we really want you to consider doing this. And so we have a lot of heart and ownership in it. And it really, this is the second week of it. It's a night for everyone, man. I know they say that a lot, but you've got hip hop with Social Club Misfits. You've got The Voice with Natalie Grant. You've got the soul and even countryside with Zach Williams, or the pop side with Matthew West. And then Hope and the church kind of congregational with Bethel Music. And then hopefully the kind of, we fill in the blank with For Can't Country. We fill in the gap with this sort of theatrical storytelling, you know, visual spectacle at some points. That is what we do. And so it's been a blast, man. I'm really excited that we have five more weeks of this tour, and we're heading out west too. That's awesome.
We're talking to Joel from For King & Country today on SWS Radio. They're going to be at Henderson Pavilion this Thursday. They're going to be in Ontario at the Citizens Bank Arena on Sunday. They're also going to be in Boise on the 8th and Spokane on the 11th. But they kicked off this tour in Charlottesville, Virginia. We're actually going to talk to Joel about what that was like and how it impacted him personally. Coming up next.
Thanks for connecting with SOS Radio.
We feature discussions with Christian artists all the time at sosradio.net.
Feel free to share this audio with your friends and family.
We have Joel from For Can't Country on SOS Radio today. The Roadshow comes through Vegas on Thursday at Henderson Pavilion at 6:30, but you kicked off this entire tour a few weeks ago. It was in Charlottesville, Virginia, and that community has been through so much this last year. What was that like for you and your team?
Some of us didn't realize it. I did, but some of the guys had gone downtown. And it was only when we got to the monument, had a tarp over it or something, and they'd walked down one of the streets and they found themselves in the place that the young lady had passed away, that we were sort of radically hit with this realization of where we find ourselves. And even down to Daniel Jones, one of the guys in the band, is a black bloke. And I turned to him that day and I said, hey man, how's it hit you? And he's just the soul to the earth dude. It's like, man, it's important for us to be here today. But kind of stopped there and said, there's just not a lot of words for the way it feels. I became an American citizen last year, being from Australia, but growing up here most of my life. And I take a lot of pride, honestly, in where I believe we're going. And I have a lot of hope that kind of out of the ashes the phoenix will rise, and there's some great days ahead of us. But you face those moments. The school shooting in Florida last week, and it really you can't ever afford to get used to it. And then that's my challenge to myself and to listeners often right now is, you know, when Columbine hit, it was this monumental thing. When racism started kind of showing its ugly head again, it was a big thing. But now, if you're not careful, when you hear Charlottesville, when you hear the shootings, you can have this attitude of, oh, well, here we go again. And you just can't, with everything in us, we have to fight against it and realize that these are real lives, that this is a reality, people's reality, and that I believe there is one grand uniter in the world, and it's not political sides, it's not color of our skins, it's not our orientation, it's the fact that God intervened, and we're all on the same sinking ship, so to speak, but we were all radically saved, and now ethnicity is not the color of our skin. It makes us brothers and sisters, the color of our skin. Our hope is not found on earth. Our nationality is not found on earth. It's found in heaven. It's, you know, even our worth is not found in who we are or what we say. It's found in the fact that we're designed in the image of God. And so I feel really hopeful, and I'm excited to keep bringing. It was fitting that it started in Charlottesville, because that's a big part of what we're hoping to bring each night as a band, is a sense of unity, no matter who you are, where you come from, what your belief is, the color of your skin is, and really unite us all to do great things in this country.
We're talking to Joel from For King of Country on SOS Radio, and they're coming through Las Vegas on Thursday, going to be at Henderson Pavilion. It's always fun when you get to come through a city for a concert. A lot of times you do the show, but then you get an opportunity to spend some time in the city meeting some of the people. And I know we're going to be going over to the Hoving home on Thursday afternoon, just really spend some time building into a group of ladies who've been battling through recovery and addiction. You're going to get to speak into that identity of who they are in Jesus and not just their past.
And it's a massive reality, isn't it? Particularly where you find yourself. You know, we live in a time and an age of men are at war with themselves and have more accessibility to imagery or videos or even finding a woman to purchase love from than I believe ever in history. And as a result, I think so much of it starts and ends with us men. I mean, you look at, we talk a lot about human trafficking and the sex trade, and this is such a radically successful business, Scott, that if it continues, it will overtake the drug cartels, the largest illegal industry on the face of the planet. And like any business, it works on supply and demand. And we as men are the demand. You get rid of the demand, the supply diminishes. And so one of the radical charges that we have even in this show is to us as men, saying, hey, we wrote a song called Priceless. We were part of a film released through Universal Studios that goes under the same title. And it's really circling around creating awareness, but also believing that there are great men out there in every room that we sing to and speak to, and that we can raise up and treat these ladies as they deserve to be treated. And equally saying to the ladies, it does not matter what any man has done to you. It does not matter what kind of ideology the world tries to implant on you or what anyone has said about you. The fact is, you are fearfully and wonderfully made, and out of 7 billion people on the planet, there's only one you. And so I'm really excited to be able to share with them and speak into their lives, and honestly have them peek into our lives, because they've been through so much and they're heroes in our book.
I'm excited just to be a fly on the wall on the back of that discussion on Thursday. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, Joel. Thanks for calling in today.
Excited to get some time there.
Tickets are $10 at the door. SOS Radio.
You're clear to go. Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion, give it a 5-star rating in your app store. The way the technology works, your ratings really help spread the word.